Hello learners, in this session today, we are going to talk about computers. The main objectives of this chapter would be to identify key components of a computer system, to describe how computer works, to explain the concepts of various computing environments, and to classify softwares. So first of all, what is a computer? A computer is an electronic device that accepts data as input, performs a specified sequence of operations, process as per the set of instructions known as program to generate desired output as information. So data goes into input, then the processing happens, and then we receive the output in the form of information. Let's now see what all are the different types of computer. First of all, we have supercomputers. Supercomputers are large, powerful computers that help you perform specialized tasks. Supercomputers are the fastest and most expensive computers, and they process huge amount of information very quickly. Now, the second type is mainframe computers. The largest type of computer in a common use is the mainframe. They are designed to handle tremendous amounts of input, output, and storage. For example, let's consider the airline's reservation system. Next we have is the mini computer. Mini computer is the computer which has the capabilities that lie somewhere between those of mainframes and those of microcomputers. Like mainframes and microcomputers can handle a great amount of input and output than microcomputers can. Mini computers are relatively inexpensive and ideal for academic institutions and small business houses. Next we have microcomputers. Microcomputers are classified as small, inexpensive computers designed for personal use and are the computers that most people typically use. Next is desktop computers. Desktop computers are the computers that sit on the desk, floor, table, or any other flat surface, and they have a detachable keyboard, mouse, monitor, and possibly other pieces of equipment. Desktop computers generally fall into two main categories, PCs or Macs. The PCs or personal computer, originally referred to as the IBM personal computer, is now manufactured by a variety of companies including HP, Dell, Intel, but the Apple Macs, these are known as Mac. These computers, you know, manufactured by Apple are known as Mac, and these can perform the same functions as the PC. Next we have notebook computers. Notebook computers give you the ability to take their computers with them, making their information portable or mobile. Originally referred to as laptops, this term is slowly being phased out in favor of more accurate notebook designation. Although smaller than a desktop computer, notebook computers are not meant to be used on your lap due to the amount of heat they generate. Next we have tablet computers. These might seem similar to notebooks, but they have some special features, and those features set them apart. When used in tablet configuration, you can actually write directly on the screen using a special pen known as a stylus. Tablets use advanced handwriting recognition technology to convert handwriting to digital text. Another type of the computer is personal digital assistants. We do call them as PDAs. These are the smallest possible portable computers. PDAs are also called palm tops. They are much less powerful than notebook or desktop models and are generally used for displaying important telephone numbers and addresses. Now let's talk about the overview of the computer system. What are the components that a computer is made of? So basically, the computer system is divided into two main units, called as hardware and software. All the physical parts of the computer, anything that we can touch, those things are known as the hardware. Software is the intelligence of the computer. Software is used to develop applications that we use in our daily life, like banking, shopping, games, etc. So hardware and software together make a computer a perfect device to perform any task. Without hardware, software is waste, and without software, there is no meaning of the hardware. We won't be able to use any hardware unless we install any software into that. And similarly, a software needs the hardware to be installed somewhere, that storage is needed, so they go hand in hand. Although the hardware of a computer is capable of performing marvelous tasks, it cannot actually accomplish any of them without the vital instructions that software provides. So let's talk about hardware and software in detail. So hardware refers to the physical units of a computer, which includes electronic and electrical circuitry, components and devices. Regardless of its shape, size or capabilities, every computer that people use directly has some general designs. So computer hardware is basically processing unit plus the secondary storage devices plus the peripheral devices. So what is the processing unit? Primarily called as central processing unit or CPU. CPU is where the complex processor that transforms raw input data into useful information for output that happens, that is called the CPU. This transformation is called as processing, and to perform this transformation, the computer uses central processing unit. That is why processor is called the brain of the computer. I'm sure you might have heard many a times that central processing unit is the heart or brain of the computer, because that is where the processing happens, that is where the information resides, that is where the computation, you know, any task that you perform, that is within the computer processing unit, the central processing unit, CPU. So every CPU has three basic parts. The relationship between different hardware and components is happening within this CPU. So CPU is made up of control unit, arithmetic logic unit, ALU, and the memory unit. So mostly CPU is available in different brands and different types. Lately you might have heard of Core Duo, Pentium, Celeron, Core i5, i7, these are some of the latest processors, those are available, and this is nothing but the CPU. The different part of CPU are control unit. Control unit is a component of CPU that controls all the operation of the processor. The control unit manages all the computer resources and coordinates all the computer's activities. It contains the basic instructions called firmware. Next is arithmetic logic unit, ALU. ALU carries out all the arithmetic and logic operations. Then we have the memory unit. Memory is where the information is stored. So memory unit is further divided into two types, primary memory and secondary memory. Primary memory is an integral part of the computer system and is accessible directly by processing unit. Secondary memory, such as hard disk or optical disk, it is located external to the computer. We use it whenever we need it by extending the memory amount of the computer. These are less expensive and these are slower than the primary, but it is quite useful to store the huge volume of data. The types of primary memory would be RAM and ROM. RAM is random access memory, RAM, and ROM is read-only memory, ROM. So the CPU would not have sufficient space for the entire program as well as the data manipulated by those programs. Therefore, the control unit stores the data and instructions received from input devices into primary memory. That is where RAM is used. Now for ROM, some of the data and instructions remain permanently stored into memory, which cannot be changed. This memory is called read-only memory, ROM. Now let's talk about the secondary memory. Secondary memory, as I told you, are the external storage devices, and the different types could be hard disk, magnetic tape, optical disk, or a flash drive. Hard disk is basically that we get at the time when we purchase the computer system, or we extend it whenever we need some more of the storage space. So it is non-removable magnetic disk enclosed in most PCs, as I told you. It contains a stack of metal platters. each coated with iron oxide that spins on a spindle, and the entire unit is encased in a sealed chamber. The physical size and storage capabilities of a hard disk would vary. For PCs, the storage capacities would vary from 20 GB to hundreds of GBs. And nowadays, you know, getting it in 500 GBs and 1 terabyte is mostly common. So it is extendable. We can have any amount of it. Magnetic tape. The best use of tape storage is for the data that you do not use very often. A tape is a long strip of magnetic material. Therefore, the tape drive has to write data to it sequentially, one byte after another. Next is optical disk. The need for ever greater storage capacities has driven hardware manufacturers to use optical storage technology as the main alternative to magnetic storage. So, popular optical disks would be CD-ROM, CDRW, and DVD. CD-ROM is the most popular optical storage, which is medium, it is compact disk, read-only memory. CDRW, which is read and write, this is the erasable optical disk. The only difference between CD-ROM and CDRW would be that this is erasable, while CD-ROM is one-time write and we cannot erase it, but we can always read it. Erasable optical disk, we can remove the data, we can write again. So where data can be written, erased, and then rewritten. Then we have DVDs. DVDs are the type of CD-ROM only that holds a minimum of 4.7 GB, enough for a full-length movie. Next we have flash drives. Flash drives are removable storage devices that use flash memory and connect to the computer by a USB port. These are available in several storage sizes ranging from 16 MB to 1 TB. Now let's talk about peripheral devices. Peripheral devices are the devices those are used to enter data information in and out of a computer system. Input and output devices are treated as peripheral devices. So input devices, again, all the devices that we use to send some information to the computer, and the output devices would be the devices that give us the information as an output. So from where we extract the information. Mostly the input devices are keyboard, barcode reader, biometric, mouse, touchpad, any other pointing device, pens or stylus, scanner, touchscreen, and so on. For output devices, we have the list as monitor, printer, plotter, projector, speaker, headphones, so on and so forth. So basically, the concept here is anything that you use to enter the data into the computer system is the input, and to see the output or hear, like from speakers, you get the output in the form of voice. So all these devices from where you get the output in some or the other form, those would be called as output devices. Now let's move to the softwares. Softwares, as I told you, computer hardware consists of physical components. However, software is the application without which the computer would be useless. It would be a collection of just the mechanical parts. With the softwares, we can provide the instructions that would tell the computer what to do. It is the collection of instructions. We call it program. These would enable you to interact with a computer. So softwares are further categorized into two types: system software and application software. System software is a type of computer program that is designed to run a computer hardware and application program. So system software provides the instructions that the computer needs to run. Without system softwares, we will not be able to run the computer. It contains the directions needed to start up the computer, which is known as the boot process. It also checks to ensure everything is in the good working order, and it would enable you to interface with the computer and its peripheral devices. Now system software further consists of two main types of programs: the operating system and utility programs. Operating systems. Now, this is the core of the computer system. You must listen to this particular operating system, the system software type, very carefully, because it is where the computer stands on what is required to run the computer. So it is basically the core of any computer system. The operating system is a special computer program that is present on every desktop and notebook computer, in addition to the others ranging from mainframes to PDAs. Now, even for the mobiles that you use, there would be the operating systems that mobiles run on. Basically, operating system, as the name specifies, this is what the system operates on. So the operating system controls the way the computer works from the time it is turned on until it is shut down. Operating system manages the various hardware components, including the CPU, memory, storage devices, and peripheral devices. It also coordinates with the various software applications that might be running. There are several popular operating systems available for home computers. They include Microsoft Windows, Mac OS, and Linux. Utility programs. Now, operating system software is the most critical software on the computer because nothing can run without it. However, utility programs are another important component of the system software. These small applications handle many important tasks involved with the management and maintenance of your system. Utility programs can be used to help backup important files, remove unwanted files or programs from your system, and schedule various tasks to keep your system running smoothly. Some of these utilities are included with the operating system, like file management, task manager, disk cleanup, etc. Next we have is application software. Software that can perform a specific task for the user, such as word processing, accounting, budgeting, or payroll, these kind of softwares fall under the category of application software. Word processors, spreadsheets, database management systems, these all are the examples of general purpose application softwares. Now, the types of application softwares could be word processing software. The main purpose of this software is to produce documents. MS Word, OpenOffice, Writer, WordPad, these are some of the different examples. Another example would be database software. Database is a collection of related records. The purpose of this software is to organize and manage data. The advantage of this software is that you can change the way data is stored and displayed. MS SQL, Server, Oracle, PostgreSQL, MS Access for that matter, which comes under MS Office itself. These are some of the examples of database softwares. Spreadsheet software. Now, spreadsheet software is used to maintain budgets, financial statements, grade sheets, and sales records, etc. MS Office, OpenOffice.org, CalC, these are some of the examples of spreadsheet softwares. Presentation software. Presentation software is used to display the information in the form of a slideshow. The best example for this type would be Microsoft PowerPoint and OpenOffice Impress. Multimedia software. Media players and real players are the examples of multimedia software. This software will allow the user to create, edit, and view audio and videos. So these are some of the application softwares. Now next we have is open source software. This is another category of a software. Basically, we talked about system software and application software. Beyond these two, we have some softwares. Those are termed as the open source softwares. So open source softwares, these generally nowadays, you do not have to pay a heavy price to purchase a software. So many softwares in the market are available for free for us to use. These are known as the open source software. Another advantage, and you know, the explanation of this name, why they call it open source, is that these softwares are available to you with the source code. You can in fact edit these softwares, you know, based on your own needs, and you can use it further. So that is why these are called open source softwares. It is made available freely to everyone on the internet. Now, the source code is published and it is made available in public, enabling anybody to copy, modify, and redistribute this software as well. You know, if you modify any of the component of this open source software, you can further distribute it in your name within your organization. You are liable to, you know, even distribute it further. OpenOffice is the leading open source office software. This is for word processing, spreadsheets, presentations, graphics, databases, etc. Now, when we have talked about operating systems in detail, there is one more term that I would like to introduce to you, which is very important that we have to take care of when we are working with the computer systems, which is called virus. You might have heard that you have to take care of viruses, you have to save your computers and your programs from viruses. What are viruses actually, and how do you take care of these viruses? Viruses basically are the malicious codes or programs that get installed on your computer without your knowledge and against your wishes. You might have downloaded something from the internet from some resource which was not trusted. And along with that, some other program got installed that you are not aware of, and that program can, you know, create some harm to the programs that are already there in your computer system or some data. These programs are basically to steal your information from your computer. These are spread most commonly through email attachments these days. Security experts recommend that you should never open an email attachment unless you have first scanned it with an antivirus software to determine that it is virus-free. Experts also recommend that unless you know the sender and have been expecting the email attachment, it is best to delete the attachment without even opening it, because you never know what could there be in that attachment. These days, the common way of fraud is to send the emails, ask for your information, ask for your bank details, ask for some other information that you are not willing to share. And this information can be captured directly if you install some software. By clicking on that, your information from your computer system is captured in the form of a virus. Now, how to protect your computer from a virus? You can protect your computer from viruses by installing an antivirus protection program. Once installed on a computer, an antivirus software monitors, detects, and cleans any computer viruses. Most popular antivirus softwares are Windows Defender, Norton Antivirus, and McAfee. And popular free antivirus programs include Avast and AVG. So students, that is all for this chapter. Let's summarize what all we have learned in this chapter. In this lesson, you have learned the different types of computers, that is supercomputers, mainframe computers, mini computers, microcomputers. You have learned about types of memory, primary memory and secondary memory. Also, you have learned about input devices, keyboard, mouse, scanners and output devices, and the types of softwares. I hope this information would be useful for you. Thank you so much.